Welcome back to Shed Talk. Like I said to y'all, every week we try to get amazing content, good interviews with individuals out there making their way, navigating through the world. And this time, this is no less than any other week. I have somebody in here that is a specialist in their craft that they do. And no furthermore, how you doing, Gigi?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I had an opportunity to look at some of the content that you have out there. You specialize in nails. Is that correct?
Yes. Do the Gelux, acrylic, working in the poly gel, extensive silk press, a bunch of stuff.
Okay. So, I mean, because that sounds foreign to a lot of people out there that don't know about it. I mean, I'm sure all the women know about that. But people that I guess you would say that are interested and learning in the craft and about getting their nails done. Can you tell me the different types of nails that people can get into?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, everybody knows acrylic, right? So it's just a monomer and a polymer, join them. And it's, you know, it makes the nails or just a coating over the fake extension that you put on your free edge. Then you have the poly gel, which has been super popular lately, where it's already made. Matter of fact, I can look it up for here.
Yeah. Take your time. I mean, because this sounds like a lot of good information here.
Right. I mean, and with this, it's just pretty much a UV like glue that you go ahead. It's a full nail that you could just attach it straight onto your nail, put the UV gel, and keep it moving. Matter of fact, I just finished doing, and the other type of nails are press-ons, but I also incorporate like a hard gel on it, because right. I don't know if you've seen, these are like, you can bend them. There's some that are a whole lot thicker, but you can bend these and it can hurt the nail bed. So like, I like mine's a little bit more stationary. So I put some hard gel over them. This is a set I just got done doing right now for somebody.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can see it, but
yeah, I do.
It keeps it, and the durability on it, the life of the nail like lasts a little bit longer, and you're not hurting yourself so much. You also have what I've done recently, and this is more of the older generation. They like a silk wrap on their nails.
Right.
It's pretty much just a fabric of silk. And again, you put some adhesive, and it's a process, and you put the silk wrap over their nails just to go ahead and give it some like strength to the nail. What else? Pretty much so far, that's all I've been
right, which you've been diving into. You know, let's take a couple of steps real quick, Gigi. Where are you actually coming in from? Where are you from?
Well, originally, I got my license back in, I was going to school 2017. So got it mid-2017, started practicing 2018 in Florida. And then I just migrated a couple months ago out here to North Carolina. I'm right here by Fayetteville.
Okay, that's awesome. So let me ask you this question. You said that you're licensed, correct? Is that something that you have to get done yearly, or does it like ongoing training for it?
Right. There's continuing educational courses. And with those continuing educational courses, you have to get a certain number of credit hours throughout the year. And it's just to go ahead and like refresher. You know, I always say, if you don't use it, you lose it. So sometimes, like I said, you know, there's certain things that are in the scope of my license that I can practice, but I don't genuinely do because they're not such popular or very much requested services. So like sometimes you do forget or whatever, but with the continuing education, it refreshes it. And I know in Florida, like I think the credit hours I had, it was like 400 for this year. And that was because it was like backed up, but I think it's like a total of 200. But here in North Carolina, I just recently looked up, they don't really have, my license is a full specialist license, which full specialist, you could do hair removal, facials, professional makeup, nails, mani-pedi, you know, that scope of things. But here in North Carolina, it's completely different. You need a full cosmetology license, which means you got to go to school for hair, nails, and the whole shebang. So that's what now I'm migrating over to go ahead and do and get that accomplished. And the good thing is I'm working with a school. Independent schools, they do take, you know, the credits from the schooling and help you
like
along.
A transfer. Yeah, so they take the transfer and you can still get that credibility. That's nice because you don't have to start from scratch. You got some history doing this. Now, let me ask you this question. What inspired you to get into this line of work?
So, little personal story. Like, I went to school for a vast number of things. My son, I was going to school for nursing. I left the nursing field. My son was, he was 8 years old. He was diagnosed with cancer when he was about five. And he passed away when he was eight. So right around the time that he was passing, I was in school for nursing and I just happened to be in the pediatric oncology ward. And I was like, this is not for me. I can't do this. So I left, took a little respite, came back, went into school for business. I loved the business field, loved the whole marketing, everything that it encompassed. But again, you know, when you feel like something is not for you, left. Right. Came back, studied a little bit abroad in Italy for a semester or two, and I came back for psychology. And I'm like, I loved it, but I did not like the fact that I was carrying somebody else's monkey on my back all day, because now not only do I got to deal with my personal problems, I'm dealing with others, it's at a more intimate level, right? So, and it was just too much. But then, I don't know, it hit me. I went through some personal experiences. I am a domestic violence survivor, and this person literally flatlined me, and I was revived. And in that, I had to stay in a facility. And I realized in that facility, one thing I noticed is there was a lot of similar traits to the women, not saying, not blaming the victim. Right. And I also became a domestic violence shelter supervisor. So it's I am very well versed. So not trying to blame the victim. But one thing I realized that I also possessed at that time was a certain mindset that, you know, society forgot about me. And screw it, forget how I look. Oh, I can't get a job because I just look a certain type of way, or I this. And I was staying in a position of that victim mindset like my abuser wanted me to, and it just didn't allow me to move forward. So my biggest goal at that point was, no, I need a revamp. And hence the reason why my logo, I don't know if you see it, my logo is a phoenix, meaning you kill the old self, your old self, and come back bigger, stronger, better. And I wanted to come back bigger, stronger, better. I no longer wanted to possess those characteristics that I seen. And it wasn't like, you know, speaking down on anybody, but it was something that I knew that would prohibit me and prohibit my me escalating, moving up and evolving and everything else. So I was like, you know what? I want to change my look. And from there, it was changing my look to changing my mentality to now I started progressing, and this is where
evolving. You start evolving.
Right. Yeah.
I got you.
Evolving and progressing in life. And I'm realizing I went from crappy apartment to nice apartment to renting a house to owning a house to, so it was just like the progression of things and just evolving. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this for women. And what better way to sit there and do it by changing the first step of how you and how the world views you. And, you know, once you come out, let's tell me, you come out of the barbershop, you got a clean cut, you're looking nice. Don't you feel like, hey,
facts,
you know,
facts.
So I wanted to do that for these women because I'm like, most of them were like, you know, oh, my boyfriend took all the money and look at my nails and look at me and oh, I'd look a mess and this. And they would stay in that mindset. And I'm just like, no, we need to pull you out of it. So that's what I did. I started more so like going ahead and changing up nails and making them all types of ways and helping also, because I also worked in a staffing agency. I started teaching these women how to interview. And by interviewing, again, everything goes based on what your impressions, first impressions is a lasting impression. Right. So in a lot of times, even no words need to be exchanged, just personally, just appearance is what a lot of people tend to base their, you know, their judgment on. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. But I wanted to give them a leg up. So I taught them how to interview, and then I started doing their nails, and then again, the makeup and, you know, everything that my license entailed. So revamping them and then putting them back out there with now a new sense of confidence. So it's, for most people, it's, oh, you do nails. But for me, it's more so I'm giving back a life. I'm giving back their life. And that's why I focus more towards domestic violence shelters, these women who are broken and damaged. And not only women, because men go through it too. I had a man in my chair that went through it. And it's just, you know, it's something that's like that full circle moment type of thing.
Right. I get you on that. I mean, I 100% understand where you're coming from. You know, that is a wow. I mean, that's a lot for inspiring. And, you know, my condolences go out to you and your family and your baby that is no longer with us, but we will them again. You know, it is very inspirational what you were saying, because I can actually understand where you're coming from when you talk about getting your nails done as versus to when guys go to the barbershop and get our hair done. Because, you know, I know how I feel whenever I walk out the barbershop. I'm feeling like brand new. And right. that and it changes your aspect. So if you're having a bad day, after you go and get your hair done, you feel better. Just like I'm sure when a woman or a man comes there to get his nails done or get any type of services that you offer done, they feel better after they leave you. Is that correct?
Right. Their perspective shifts and you do see it. Like I had one time and this is the first time somebody ever told me anything positive about the work that I did. And it stuck with me. This one particular person, she came in and she told me what was going on with her. And I, at that time, which I'm starting to do again, I did bartering. Like you came in and if you didn't have the money to pay for a set, and I knew you were being genuine and I seen it, I would go ahead and just, all right, you can give me what you can. If it's a radio that I needed, okay, I got you. We'll do a mani, like, you know, whatever. So she came in and she's like, I don't have anything. He took everything. This is all I've got. And it was so cute. It was this cute little necklace. You know, it wasn't nothing major. It wasn't gold. It wasn't anything. But the fact that that was the only thing she had and she wanted to, for her, it touched me. So I was like, all right, I got you. And you know, and during my sessions with my clients, it's not a session. It's more so a connection that is built and, yes. You know, they get to talk. You know, and they do. And again, I have that I went to school for psychology, you know, and I have that background and also personal experience. So yeah, genuinely, we built a rapport and I helped her out, got the nails done. She called me out the next day and tells me that she had seen this, you know, what was it? Help wanted at like
right.
flyer in a window in a store.
Right.
But she refused to go in there because she felt like she did not fit or look the part. Okay. And by doing her nails, she's never really had her nails done. She always got, you know, just nail polish, gel, whatever. I did the extensions on there. I went out. Of course, it was more than the necklace she was giving me, but I went all the way out because I wanted her to feel good. Like, no, you need you back. And she went ahead and she's like, you know what? I went in today and I got dressed. I put on my best outfit, went in with my beautiful nails, and I felt so confident. She's like, I just wanted to let you know I got the job. I can't believe I even did that. I always Amen passed by that store. Yeah.
Amen.
So it's like, that's when it was like an epiphany. Like, no, like, I know I'm on my path. I know I'm genuinely going down the direction of where I need to go. Cause like, again, it changes a lot. It changes the perspective a person can have about themselves and 100%. How they navigate.
100% does. And you know what? I love the fact that you were actually giving back to the community and helping individuals that may not have everything lined up. But after they come and see you and receive a service, you are giving them some type of positive energy, especially a physical aspect that, you know, hey, look, I'm going to dust you off. And you may have, you're going to leave my services with a smile on your face. And right. I like the fact that you sat there and said that story about the woman going there and she had her nails on. I mean, she probably left there feeling like smiling, happy. That made her day. I mean, you know, for her, that was better than the first paycheck. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I kid you not. Us women, one thing, even though like some people just crack jokes about it, but when you hear your nails clicking as you're talking or you see like, you know, not for nothing, I got like a little spinner on this one. It's got a money bag, you know, but right. like when you see that blinging and the gems or whatever, it's just like, it does something to you. It's just like,
right. Know,
you get that confidence and you're just like, it peps you up. So it's like, yeah, it's such a good moment to go ahead and just get that call from her. I hung up the phone and cried like a baby, but like, right. It's such a good time right. to like hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you got a lot of stories dealing, meeting with different people as they come through. Getting back to a couple of questions that I have for you, what have been some of the challenges that you had to endure with, you know, the new transitions with nails? Like, have you seen like a different trend from nails over time, or is it like always changing every day?
No. I mean, there's a different transition. Like, you know, like back then it was like the airbrush for the designs itself. You wanted to airbrush, so you always had to have the right stencils, you know, whatever. Then it went to freehanding, and then now it's like it's still the freehand, but the art is so different. I don't know if you had a chance to look at my Instagram page, but there was this one nail. I just did a whole set where literally I had a 3D sculpt, like a clown on the thumb. She wanted a whole clown wow. on the thumb. So like I had to do that by hand. And then it's like the time, like a face this small, and I'm genuinely going in there with my paintbrush. So you know, just the details in it have changed. But the number one thing is these duck nails that are killing me.
Okay, so you said duck nails?
Duck nails. Matter of fact, here, let me see if I got them here.
Okay, they're called duck nails. This is like the duck that go quack, quack, and, you know.
Yeah, like, it's a nail extension. Hold on. I think I kind of, like, put them away because I was just so, like, ugh. I was so mad at these things. I did not want to offer them anymore.
There's so many.
But yeah, here we go.
Let me see that there.
So these look like a duck foot, like, you know, the foot of a dog.
Okay.
And it genuinely, this is the extension.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, you know, you put it on your nail and it just like fans up.
Yeah. Some of the people out there that have, or not on YouTube, you'll have to get over to YouTube on my channel to be able to take a visual exactly what she's showing us. But you're saying that's the new thing that people are getting out there,
right? That's the newest little trend is the duck nails. Like, don't get me wrong, they're cute for those who can manage them. But I've tried them because I always want to try it myself. Before I go ahead and put it on my clients, just to see, you know, what type of advice I can give them for aftercare and how to navigate and doing things with them. I could not, for the life of me, I give it to the women that actually can manage with them because they're so wide that, you know, they're constantly interfering with one another in the hand and, you know, and typing, it was just horrendous. So like, yeah, no, it's driving me nuts. And then trying to keep them just where they're looking, just proportions.
So since moving over there to North Carolina, have you had repeat of customers to come back and see you?
I've had quite a few. I just had about my third visit with someone. I would say quite a few. Like it's building up momentum. Like I've only here in North Carolina, I've been here for about 4 months, but I blasted. That's another thing you definitely want to do as a new specialist, nail tech, even I've from what I've heard also doing hair as well. Like one thing you want to do is like seriously invest in yourself and blast your info everywhere and let it be known. And just, you know, even do your own work on you. Like I walked out with a set of nails that I had did when I first got here. And I also invested in advertising. And I don't know where it's at, but I have these, here it goes. I have these little microchips that genuinely, these NFCs that you go ahead and just put it on the bottom of my nail and I can go to any iPhone and tap it and it'll automatically direct the person to my Instagram page where they can get a better look and feel for my work. So it's just making sure you really do invest in your marketing for yourself and getting your name out there, I feel like is the number one thing.
Yeah. So what is the name of your company that you go by?
I go by Phoenix, but Phoenix by Gigi Montana.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, you rise from the ashes and you come back stronger, man. Like, definitely.
That's awesome. You know, another thing that I wanted to touch base on that you said earlier while we were talking is that you said that you are licensed in other things. What other services are you licensed in?
Oh, professional makeup.
Wait, are you talking about like Hollywood, like?
I do FX makeup and stuff. Yeah, if you look at my I don't think I put that out there just yet. But yeah, on one of my Instagram pages, I have pictures of the FX makeup I've done. Matter of fact, I did it on my son. We went to Disney for the Disney night, like Halloween night, and we got kicked out of Disney because it was too
It was too real.
It was too real. I put like little maggots on his face also, and then his jaw hanging down. Yeah, it was gory, but like, I love it though. That's another, like, for me, that's a hobby. Like, I love doing that. But I do professional makeup, also the hair removal. And, you know, I'm licensed to do facials.
Okay. Wow, man, get your hands and a little bit of everything there. The makeup that you said you went to Disney World and they asked you to leave because you looked like you were seriously the zombies walking around here.
The theme was too, because they were like, oh my God. And they looked at him and they were like, well, what are you supposed to be? And he was like, Oh, I talked too much and my mom blew my jaw off because his jaw was like, I had it hanging. And I was like, oh my God, don't say that. And he was like, I'm just kidding. This is fake, you know? And they were
Wow.
like, it was too much. It was dripping.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome right there. That's some seriously good work, you know, because I know when we were growing up, you know, we just had the mask that you
The
put on, and
mask.
that was it.
Oh,
Just
and
the
those
mask.
things, they smelled
Yes, they
horrible.
smell bad. They were You were getting too hot in them. You're like, man, let's just get the candy and let's just go home. I'm tired, you know. As far as when it gets down to the facials, can you give me a little bit information about like the pros and cons and what's the process for the facials?
Well, I mean, the pros and cons for it, of course, like if you know you've got oily skin and going ahead and getting a facial, of course you want to go ahead and target the oil and the sebum that is producing in the face. But one thing about that, the cons about it is too much treatment of one said thing. Like again, oily skin, you want to combat the oil, too much treatment of that now dries out the skin. So therefore you got to replenish the moisture. It's pretty much trying to keep a healthy balance in between the two. And also helping out with like facial, like skin rejuvenation and just like the cells in your skin. One thing I know is even buying an exfoliating scrub, you know, here at any one of drugstores, they do help, but it doesn't really necessarily get the job done because people then still have dark spots and stuff like that. So you want more of an in-depth treatment and a lot of facials and me not so much because I don't have like my medical license for that because then that's when it's you know a totally different level and you can get a chemical peel. But we do get we're able to get our hands on some aggressive treatments for the ladies and gentlemen where we can go ahead and help start the process to combat these things like the dark spots and everything else. So the pearls definitely are to help kick off you know the healing and getting it done. Cons, sometimes doing it too much can also be a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, so that can might cause irritation as well, I'm guessing. You know. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How often should someone get a facial?
Again, it goes based on your skin. Like if you feel like you're too oily and it's just you're consistently secreting the oils, okay, come in and we combat it. It's just for me, I like to play it based on everybody's individual needs. There's not a set. It's like also with your nails. My nails may grow in within a week, a couple centimeters, whereas yours will look just the same. So everybody's different. So I feel like, you know, go as needed is what I say, what I would recommend as well. I don't practice the facials that much. I've had a few here and there, but I don't really get a lot of people coming in.
That's not. But you do have the knowledge on it, and if anybody's interested in getting it done, you know, it's something you are somebody they can reach out to for you can direct them in the right spot. And if they, you know, want to potentially come and meet up with you, you can go ahead and venture back down that road. That's that is awesome. As far as in the hair removal, is that the same thing that you pretty much want to keep a maintenance up on?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of my PCOS ladies, they tend to, you know, by the sideburn down to their cheek or on their necks, you get a more pronounced, like, you know, fluffiness, their little fuzziness in mustache and whatever. And even for men, I know I've had a few clients that just genuinely just want to keep their lines, you know, their beards crisp and want to keep the skin or the hair off the cheeks and, stuff like that. We could definitely target and isolate those areas and just, you know, wax it off, which removes the hair and keeps it from, you know, growing back in a whole lot sooner. As opposed to shaving, because you know, like shaving within like a couple of days, you got that 5 o'clock shadow coming back in.
I guess it's sort of like, you know, no different than any other self-care you got to do. You got to stay on it.
Maintenance.
And, you know, just the maintenance that you definitely got to put as priority and take care of. Let me ask you another question. Are you in one location? Are you mobile? How do you do your appointments?
That which is funny you should ask that. Like when I first originally started, I was mobile. I would go to your home and make it more intimate and you know, stuff like that. But then after a while, just, you know,
it was a lot.
I'm not going to get into the politics, but gas was starting to like go crazy. So it was just like, no, I just need to stay put. So I am more in my own little salon, but I am looking into starting to become more mobile.
Okay.
At Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Starting to become more mobile, but I haven't done it so just yet. Because again, I want to get everything with the licensing done, and you know, there's always all that extra stuff that comes with it.
Okay, so you just landed down there in North Carolina, and you just getting your feet wet, and I'm guessing it's different from Florida, like you said earlier in an interview.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just trying to get the swing of exactly what they got going on over there in North Carolina. And let me ask you a question as well. What kind of tips would you give or advice if anybody would want to get in this kind of profession?
Get in the profession, always have, like, you know, I hear some girls that do come in and they have full intent to just, you know, hit the ground running and try to get everything done. Get into the profession, but know that you're doing it for a reason, not necessarily just to get that bag. You know, I feel like if you, anything you do, like if you don't grow, get into it for a passion and get into it for a purpose, it starts to fade out in the things that you want to accomplish. Therefore, you're not going to put that much work into it and you won't see anything derived from it, you know? So like more so have your purpose for it. Not only that, just make sure that when you are doing it, like, pick the right school. I've went, and when I did start, I called around and I've had some schools that genuinely offered me the nail class and it was like a couple days and then they gave me my certification. Get educated on the fact of your state, exactly the requirements. Like I said, Florida has one set of requirements, North Carolina has another, and they differ, vastly differ. So you want to make sure you know exactly what you need to go ahead and get done. How much it is. Make sure you're looking at the school that does also provide supplies. Because the school I went to, it was a little bit more, it was in between, a more between cheap and costly. But it did provide a whole variety of like tools. I got my drill. I've got the nail extensions, the acrylics, different colors, you know, stuff like that, that'll help you and assist you in learning and growing your skill. And other schools don't necessarily give you that. And then so you got to buy it. And then you're getting a certification, not what you would be able to use to go ahead and service, you know, the population, anybody else. Genuinely, you get in trouble for that. But yeah, like just definitely make sure you educate yourself on the requirements and the school itself.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I appreciate all this information that you gave us out here today. You know, one other question that I have for you. If anybody would like to get a hold of you, Gigi, how can they reach out and get a hold of you?
Oh, definitely. I'm on Instagram, Gigi Montana 777. I'm on Instagram, Gigi Montana. Facebook as well, Gigi Montana. Everything I've got and majority of the platforms, you can find me on Booksy also, Gigi Montana. And okay. I believe that's about it. Yeah. And even Gmail, like ggmontana@gmail.com.
Awesome. That is awesome. I will also have those links available at the bottom of this podcast for people to be able to reach out to Gigi directly so you can go and get some self-care taken care of. Hey, Gigi,
awesome.
I appreciate you taking this time to sit down and talk to me in my shed talk. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is Sean, and you guys have just heard the shed talk. Thank y'all for listening.
Bye.